This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with Gloucester High School Director of Athletics, Brian LaFada. And Coach, welcome back to MSO. Great talking with you once again.
It's always a pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
So much has gone on this past year, Brian, and it's hard to believe that you've been in the seat now for as long as you have, and each year just obviously seems to go faster and faster. But the successes of winter this year at Gloucester High School, I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to start off with wrestling because that's just been an amazing story with the Toppins and others. So tell me a little bit about that program.
Obviously that's still considered one of the newer programs at Gloucester High School, and they've just done a great job of building that up, starting with the youth level before they even get the GHS. Coaches Matt Swanson and Kirk Benson. Kirk Benson's very involved with the youth program, so a lot of the kids on the current GHS started at a much younger age. So they've been involved, and now you see they're reaping the benefits of it as they get to high school now, and they're experienced wrestlers. The participation numbers are unbelievable for us. They get a lot of kids that might not do other sports, that aren't really into sports and everything, but they get committed to the wrestling team, and it's great to see. Obviously, we had a great year. You start with the Toppin twins, Jaden and Michael. Both have had tremendous careers here. They've been a benefit a lot of times with these teams. They start actually wrestling in, like, the eighth grade here, so they get 5 years under their belt, because we need that middle-level waiver. And they've had tremendous careers, as I said, between I'm trying to go through. There's so many accolades to go through with this team. Yeah. Is trying to remember who had NEC championships, plus they have sectional champions, state champions, all-state champions, and then they've even, most of them have gone on to New England's to place there. But some of the names that really jump out, like I said, Michael and Jaden have been mainstays for the program since they came in here as eighth graders, but then through the youth program. Another senior, Morgan Penampede, was a girl state champion in her weight class and second place at all states. You've got a couple of freshmen that really jumped out, Max Thomas and Aiden DeCoste, and a sophomore, Joey Allen. So across the board, I mean, we have the strong seniors that have really led the way, which is great, but it's not like, thankfully, the cupboard's not going to be bare. They've been tremendous leaders for all these younger athletes, and also Bailey Militello. We did have our fourth captain. Unfortunately, she had an injury all year long, so she wasn't able to compete, but she did just commit to Sacred Heart University to be wrestling there next year.
Wow.
So if she was healthy, that would have been another one added to the long list of accolades, like I said, at all those various levels of competition. But it was definitely a historic year. Coach Swanson, even he recorded his 100th career victory as well. Like I said, himself and Coach Benson have really done a great job building this program up. We get to the point where we have our nice field house in the last couple of years. They get such a good and everything. We've now moved them to center court to make sure every night that there's wrestling, we've got the big bleachers pulled out. They're right at center court, where when they first started, it was always kind of just off to the side, mm-hmm. Behind the curtain and everything. But these kids have worked really hard over the years, and the coaches. And so it's quite a program, and we look forward to seeing how it grows.
Is there any way you can put this in context for me, Brian? Because I know, like, you know, with league championships and state championships and New England's and all this other stuff, but as you said, this is a really relatively young program, and so much has been accomplished in the last couple of years. What does this mean, not only for the program, but also for the Northeastern Conference?
I mean, it's great for the conference as well. We hosted the NEC Cal Wrestling Tournament here, the championships, and that was just exciting to have so many of our kids so involved in that. And there are a lot of good wrestlers. I mean, Beverly's a tremendous program. They were the actual NEC champion. We came in second at that tournament and second throughout the year. And so Beverly's got a great group of wrestlers. And then all the other schools around Saugus, there's a lot of them are co-ops, but they work out well. I mean, wrestling, obviously the numbers aren't there for everybody. So, like, I think it's Peabody Saugus joined together, Swampscott Marblehead. And when you join those schools together, they are coming together with some really strong teams. So the league's coming up there. The Merrimack Valley schools are always some of the stronger schools in wrestling. But Gloucester was starting to get some recognition regionally and throughout New England as a top school this year with the performances we've had.
Fantastic. Okay, now the other sport I know about, because I've covered it, Bill covers basketball, I cover hockey, the boys' hockey team may not have had the best record in the world that they've ever had, but they were very competitive, and Coach Geary, I think, was very pleased with their effort.
Yeah, they did well. I mean, they finished with a 10-8 record, so it's not popping off the page at you like, wow, that's great. But when you look at the schedule he lines up, we do opt up to Division II, so we are one of the smaller Division II teams in the entire state. If he likes to challenge him and he thinks it's a good fit for our program, where we are, where the players, what they're looking for. So they had a very strong season, very competitive schedule. Did finish, quickly looking at my notes, I think they were the 12 seed, so they did get to host a home game, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
First round, a big win over a tough Walpole team. And then they had to go up to Newburyport, who we're very familiar with. We've been playing them in non-league games for years now. And dropped a close one in the Sweet 16 round to obviously a tremendous Newburyport team, who's similar to us, that they typically would be Division III, but also opt up because of the tip of the annual talent level and best fit for them. We did have the Cape Ann Savings Bank Holiday Tournament again throughout the winter, so it was nice to win that tournament again this year. We always have a strong showing. I mean, Marblehead was in it, who at that time, as everybody knows, started the season 0-6. So they were losing games early in the season here,
yeah.
And then come to find out, they end up winning the Division III state title. But between them, we have Barrington, Rhode Island comes up for that tournament. It's a very talented team, and Medford joined this year, which was very eye-opening. And a pleasant surprise, they came in and they competed hard. So to win that tournament on our home ice for the first time in a couple years was nice. And it was a very senior-laden, a senior-heavy team. I think we had 14 seniors on that team. So it was overall a good experience for them and a memorable season.
Yeah, I talked with Coach Yamin in Newburyport, and boy, he just loved the competition between the Clippers and the Fishermen. And you know, call it a classic game. That playoff game was a classic, and he actually, as a fan, was able to sit back and look at it and enjoy it. Tremendous. I want to ask you, Brian, with the tournaments and the holiday tournaments and then the state tournament, and plus all the sports that you have student athletes participating in, what's the support been like from the student body?
It's decent. It's difficult. Winter season is very tough. You have so many sports at so many different times. So the athletes try and get out there where they can to help each other. If it's a Friday night basketball game, hopefully you'll see the hockey teams will make it out for them. Then Saturday night's obviously the hockey night, and usually the basketball team and some of the others are there. But the crowds are decent as far as the student body. Obviously hockey does draw a decent crowd on a prime night or against some of these good teams when you've got the Winthrops or Marbleheads or Mascos coming to town, or even, like I said, some of those Cape Ann League schools we play every year, the Tritons, the Linfields. Mm-hmm. Newburyports. Those are generally good draws as well. We always say it could always get a little better. We wish we could get more of the student body always showing up, so we're trying to find ways to make that happen. But as the teams do well, as you know, they do well, then more and more start to flock out there. And most of our programs are trending in the right direction, so people are excited and looking towards the future.
Well, you have so many teams, as you say, and it's school nights during the year, and the population at Gloucester High School is not what it used to be, so that's good to hear that there is good participation. Okay, run me through the rest of winter sports, if you would, please, Brian.
So I would follow up right after the boys' hockey. The girls' hockey program had a tremendous season. They as well, they made the state tournament. Obviously, they've only been a varsity program for a few years now. And some of the seniors, similar to the boys' team, they had a senior-laden team. They had 10 seniors on it that were all impact players. Made the Division II state tournament. They as well faced Walpole in the first round, but they had to go to Walpole. So even more impressive making that drive on a weeknight, and they actually beat them on their ice. They did end up losing in the Sweet 16 round to the eventual state champion. So they had quite an experience. But this program, and similar to wrestling, because this is actually even shorter, is the immediate growth. They were one of the top teams in the area this year. I mean, obviously, you always have the Peabody Linfield North Reading co-op team is tremendous. The Winthrop girls hockey team is always strong. And our girls this year competed very well with that, led again by a strong senior class. Keegan Jewell was a sophomore that was our one all-league player, and just as a sophomore really shows her and our goalie, Caden Cusimano. really held that team together as well with the seniors. So we'll be hopping on their shoulders a lot the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. Rob Parsons, it was his first full year as the girls coach, and he was awarded the NEC Girls Hockey Coach of the Year. So that was exciting for him and for the players getting to play under him for the full year. So that was quite a season for them to finish. I think it was 13-5-2 was their overall record, and then making the Division II state tournament.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have basketball, boys and girls, and what else do you have? Swimming, or what other sports are there?
Yeah, we've got boys and girls basketball, both just on the cusp of making, especially the girls, we're just on the cusp of making the state tournament. Just missed out, have a couple seniors there, so we do have a lot coming back. The boys basketball as well, they had a reload type of year.
Mm-hmm.
where they lost a lot of their players from the prior year, so there was very little returning experience. But by the end of the year, they were competing. They were in the IAABO Classic Tournament at Marblehead, and they actually won a game there that was big, just showing the growth of the team. So we look forward to next year, both of those programs having a lot of kids coming back to keep, like I said earlier, trending in the right direction. We do have our swim and dive team for a couple of years. Has been doing very well. Numbers were down a little bit because we did lose a handful of seniors, but they did finish with a 2-5 record, but we had a 200 freestyle relay team that won the NEC championship for that. So that right there with Sarah Fernandez, I want to say Willow Barry, Esme Saruf, and Anna Patrick, those four are awarded all-conference swimmers for winning that. And that team was fairly young, so again, a team heading in the right direction. And growing. Our indoor track team, we have a solid 50 to 60 kids in there.
Wow.
Did quite well. They finished second place in the Lynch division of the Northeastern Conference. Again, a strong group of seniors led by Faith Castellucci, Sky Shalino, Bella Batari, Lauren Sargent. On the boys' side, you've got the Roachford brothers, Colby and Bryce, Matt Smith and Dylan Smith, where they did very well at all levels, going from the NEC championship to then sectionals and states. They represented Gloucester quite well. And I think we're gymnastics. We do have a gymnastics program. We co-op with Ipswich on that. Ipswich does have the dominant amount of athletes on that team. We had one senior, Molly Penampede, who did 4 years of it here at Gloucester and just wrapped up her career. So they work out of Iron Rail in Hamilton, and that was a good run for them, too. And
Is that the team that calls themselves the Tigerfish?
That is the Tiger.
I love it. I love it. And Brian, finally, with respect to winter sports, it sounds like the numbers were up. You got to build a bigger trophy case. It looks like them, outside in the hallway there. In terms give me what I was just thinking of. Jeepers. Sub-varsity. Were you able to populate a lot of sub-varsity teams?
Yeah, for the majority of those teams, we do have sub-varsity. Once in a while, we do have to go to the 8th grade waivers, try and get waivers to help support some of the sub-varsity teams. But all of them, girls hockey is just varsity only at this point. But the hockey team, boys hockey, does have multiple levels. The basketballs all have multiple levels. So it's the numbers are pretty good. We do have some middle school sports that we do run between middle school hockey and middle school basketball. So we're trying to start numbers up there and working with the public youth programs to try and keep those numbers up.
Wow, congratulations on a really fantastic winter season. Now, let's go to spring. I talked with Rory Gentile earlier this week, and he talked about, again, still a very young baseball team, but they've got some experience now, and he's expecting improvement there. I want you to comment on that in a minute, but I want to start with the girls lacrosse team, because my daughter played with the new coach. They were teammates back in 2017, I believe it was, 16-17, right around there. And tell me about your new girls lacrosse coach.
Yeah, we're excited to have Lizzie Luster sign on as our coach, as a Gloucester alumni, and she just wrapped up her Nicholls College career recently and graduated and working locally. So to bring back an alumni who can relate well with the younger players that we have in that program, it is a pretty young team, and so it'll be good to for development, both Lizzie, and then she's brought on as an assistant coach, Ruby Melvin, who's also a former fisherman lacrosse player and multi-sport athlete that knows the game well. So to have those two leading that program, we're really looking forward to see how things go. Again, it's a younger team this year, so they're going to have their ups and downs, and they're learning already. They've had two straight scrimmages the last couple of days. They just walked by my office. They're up in the classroom now, learning right now, and then getting out to the field. So, we're all excited to see how things go and watch the development of this program.
And I know spring sports are particularly difficult to schedule due to the season and so on, but as we speak today, the rain has abated a bit, and you've got teams out there scrimmaging, as you mentioned. So run through spring sports for me, Brian.
Yeah, today actually is our busiest day yet of finally starting some scrimmages. I look out my window and the softball team's right now hosting Manchester Essex in a scrimmage. Our baseball team's off at St. John's Prep, boys lacrosse is up at Shawshing Tech. So for all three of those programs, it's their first time competing against other schools at this point after a week and a half of battling the elements. We've been fairly lucky here. I mean, obviously we have the turf field for the track team, the lacrosse teams, and our baseball, softball fields, the city's been great. They work with us. Our coaches and our kids put in the work to try and get out there as much as they can. And once in a while, they do have to come in the field house, which we are lucky with our facilities here that we can get quite a bit done with the batting cage in there. So all the teams, like you said, boys lacrosse, girls lacrosse, baseball, softball, two tennis teams on their brand new courts that were built last year. We're looking forward to that season. The boys team has a large group of seniors coming back, and they had a good little run last year in the state tournament. So we look forward to see what they're doing. And then our track team, we do co-op with Manchester Essex and Rockport. So the numbers are actually looking pretty good right now for that program. And look forward to them. They'll start up next week. They really don't do any scrimmages or preseason work with other teams, but next Friday they'll host their first home meet versus Marblehead here. So a lot of teams, high expectations right now. Like I said, the girls lacrosse is a younger team with the new coaches, but we can't wait to see how they do. But across the board, everyone's excited. They're all outside right now, which is good because the next day or two might be a wet one, so they could be inside a lot more. But that's New England spring for you.
Oh, yeah. It is an exciting time. And the lacrosse players, boys and girls, I think they're the toughest kids because they go out there in shorts and T-shirts in 26-degree weather. But it's pretty cool. Brian, finally, any other coaching changes in the spring?
In the spring, no. We're very lucky. We have a large amount of returners. When you look at our staff, too, I was actually just going through our entire staff of all seasons of how many are GHS alumni. And so in this season, every coach went to Gloucester High School except for David Coleman, who's a full-time teacher here for years, was an NEC participant. So he's the only one that wasn't a fisherman as an athlete. But across the board, we have so many alumni come back and giving back to the kids and just know the culture and what to do here. And so it's exciting. But Lizzie is the one brand new head coach at this point for this season. And so I've been fairly lucky, knock on wood, over the few years that we've retained a lot of coaches that they stick with it. It's obviously not an easy gig to get into. You got to have the right full-time job to be able to fit this type of schedule in. And it's a lot of demands on their schedules, their families. And we're very lucky here with what we do have.
Well spoken, and I second that. Brian, I'm going to be bugging you during the season, as I always do, but in the meantime, congratulations on a really spectacular year to this point, and thank you once again for all the help that you give us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate all the support and the publicity, and anytime, glad to hook up with you.
A lot of fun. Brian, be well. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That's Brian LaFada, who is the athletics director at Gloucester High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.